Thank you. Up on your face, sunny. Thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one, so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one, so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Hey guys.
Hey.
This is Layla.
This is Sam.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back. Yay. All aboard the night train.
Yay.
Tunes.
Guys, Layla's back.
Guys, I'm back. I had a 1 day hiatus. but I am back, guys. I know you guys were really upset, and so you know, just had to come back.
I think the person who was most upset was me.
Yeah,
I was very upset.
True.
I don't think our listeners were as upset as I was.
No, I would concur. I was sick last week, guys, if anyone needed that context. I was sick and I was still listening. So, you know, I'm committed. Everyone should be committed like that.
It's okay.
That's how I feel. You just heard Sunny by Bobby Hebb. And I think it's the perfect song to introduce tonight's musical theme, which is Songs from Our Parents Part 2. Songs that our parents put us onto,
yes.
Particularly. Honestly, no genre. There's,
yes.
It's a little all over the place. We're going to give you some classic rock tonight. Y'all just heard some soul.
Yes.
We have some pop.
We did a part one last year.
And it was great, and it was a fan fave.
So we're doing it again. And also, it was Parents Weekend.
And that is the fact of the matter. So we're, you know, feeling jazzed about our parents. And we wanted to, you know, show them some love. And yeah, so that was a song from my dad. That's like his favorite song of like literally all time. So
have you heard the cover by Boney M?
Oh, there's a million covers. Yeah. If you look it up, there's actually like 1 million covers of that song. There's playlists of just like Sunny covers on Spotify.
But
so
this is the OG.
Yeah, guys. This is the OG. The Dusty Springfield version is also fire though. Boney M is good. My dad would not say it's good. So like,
I don't like that one.
Yeah, it's like, it's, you know, if you like disco, you like it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's for a very particular
crap
niche. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so next we're gonna be playing another one of my dad's, which is going to be The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen, which is some new wave for y'all.
I feel like when we were, as I was making this, I realized that like our parents are just like two different generations.
Oh, completely. Oh yeah, for context, not to like air out my dad's like age, but he doesn't care because he's slayed, but he graduated high school in 1976, so the new wave stuff isn't like even his generation. Like he was fully a practicing like lawyer in New York City when he was listening to the stuff. This isn't like his growing up music. Like he
man's
has been around.
My parents graduated high school 10 years later.
Yep. So obsessed, and that's the story of my life. And you know what, kings and queen.
Shout out Mr. Hoffman.
Yes.
Shout out to my mom.
Shout out to the Pecornies. Everyone's listening in. I you know.
I would assume.
We got the fams on this one.
Friday was a family affair in here.
Friday. Oh my gosh. So much fun. Wish I could have made it.
I know.
I was singing my heart out.
Okay. We watched you sing your heart out as well.
Yes, guys. It was a great time. Let me not even plug, though. People are, like, bored of it by this point. Like, nobody wants to hear about it. Okay, I say we get right into the music.
Yeah.
All right, guys, enjoy.
Sing with me after just for today, maybe tomorrow to come.
Alrighty, that was... Sorry, my mic was not turned on there. Okay. That was Fascination Street by The Cure. Another Layla's. One of my father's tunes that we spun today.
Layla's favorite band ever.
Literally my fave ever. Yep, if you know me, I have a Cure poster on the wall. Played them several times on this show over the past year. So, yeah, you probably heard that. And before that, we heard Dream On by Aerosmith.
Oh, that was my pick.
Which was Sam's pick.
Love. I don't know. My mom texted me during it. She was like, I have the live version of this song.
I love.
And I was like, okay, purr.
So you guys can tell these are authentic parental songs because I'm also getting live texts. My dad's like, are your friends listening to this? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, they should. Some good music right here. I'm like, okay, I'll let them know. Yeah.
I was told by our groupies say there was a formal request to move our set earlier, and I was like, no. We like this time.
Ugh, they're kind of right though, but like, no, this is, you know, guys, the vibes in the studio are excellent at this time of night.
That is very true.
Yeah, you know, I love it. Love spinning a track once a week, just
on WMFO.
On WMFO, guys, love it here. Yeah, next up, we're going to be listening to You Somebody by Kings of Leon, which is another one of Sam's picks.
Oh, my God, love. The thing is, what I was doing is I was going through my, like, parents' playlists.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, we have a shared, like, Apple Music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this was, like, on it. And, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't want to play, like, Sex on Fire because I feel like...
Maybe that's a little bit weird for the parentals.
Yeah, it is a little weird for the parentals.
Perhaps.
So...
I mean, great song.
Yeah.
But for another night.
Yeah.
Love. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll, like, keep the talking short this time. I'm like, I don't know what else to say, but it feels so wrong not talking for forever, guys.
Forever and ever.
Yeah.
I feel like if it was, like, our music, we would be rambling, like, forever and ever. But
you know,
like,
what? The music speaks for itself tonight. Yeah. You know? I don't have to preface these songs.
That's true.
All right, guys, enjoy.
understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complication.
Just fall. Get up and tell you where to go. Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Guys, Sam just asked me who's Van Morrison, so needless to say, that was my pick. That was Moondance by Van Morrison. I hope some of y'all out there appreciated the genius.
I appreciated it, but do I know who he is? No.
Okay. You know what?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. That was one of my picks. Before that, you listened to White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane, and Move On Up by Curtis Mayfield. Before that, both Also, my selections. I know that was like a lot of genre switch up, guys, but I just could not play any of those songs if we were doing a parental
set.
Inspirational set. Yeah, I mean, had a lot going on there. Had like three different
genres.
Genres, three different decades. Actually, Moondance might be the 70s, but like, you know, White Rabbit's very much 60s. So. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Now it's time for our PSA. Sam, okay. Take it away.
When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container in your car's trunk, or a high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you.
Yay.
That's a new one.
Guys, my tent actually did get broken into by, I want to say, like, okay, we don't know. I was camping for a Tufts like pre-orientation
trip.
Just
say it was two. Just say it was two.
The people don't know. It's like literally our parents on it. But
just say it was two, girl.
It was a camping trip, and we zipped up the tent and everything. Like it was closed, and it was also at a camping site. We weren't in like the middle of the woods, and we came back, and it was broken into, and all the food was scattered and / stolen and found yards away. So that was crazy pants. So, so guys, heed the warning. If you're campers.
I haven't gone camping. I don't think I ever have actually gone camping before.
Like, valid. That was my first time last year. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I had a good time, but it's not like I've been camping since.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, I would do it again if, like, the opportunity presented itself. But I don't think I would, like, ever become one of those people who, like, loves camping, like, looks forward to it over everything. Like, I would do it for fun.
Because, you know, there is a population here.
Of campers, I know. No, that's a big thing at Tufts. And I respect it. I think that's really cool. But I also, I don't know.
I respect the hikers here.
Yeah.
I respect them.
Such an undertaking. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Carrying that pack around, that was, like, one of the most, like, trying days of my entire life.
Did you buy all the gear or did you, like, borrow it?
Luckily, my friend from home, like, has a very outdoorsy family. So she let me borrow a lot of the stuff, which was so nice. Because, guys, that gear can rack up, especially for like one trip. That would have been crazy pants. So yeah, that was such a digression from everything we've been doing tonight, but just, you know, throwing that out there. Okay, next up, we're having one of Sam's picks, which is Burning Up by Madonna.
Well, the thing is with my mom loves Madonna. Shout out my mom. And she has a little, like, JBL speaker in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, her zen. That's her version of zen.
Right.
It's, like, listening to Madonna in the kitchen.
I love. It's, like, meditative almost.
Yeah. And, yeah. Anyways, my mom loves Madonna. So
as she should.
This one's for her.
I'm excited,
guys. This back half is more my picks. We've been listening to a lot of Layla's choices.
Yeah, this is... The next four are all going to be Sam's picks. Which I will intro them as we get to them, but that is the case.
Exciting.
Yay. All right, guys.
Enjoy.
Don't you know that I'm burning?
All right, y'all. That was No Sleep Till Brooklyn by the Beastie Boys.
Love.
I will let Sam speak on this one.
New York. My mom texts me. She's like, I forgot how much I love the Beastie Boys. And I'm like, true, because I've been loving the Beastie Boys.
I'm so happy to hear.
I love this song and Brass Monkey.
Mm-hmm. And we played that last year. Yeah. Which was good.
And then I thought I was, like, the only person who, like, liked the Beastie Boys, but this summer I finally found more people who've enjoyed Shout Beastie out. Boys. Shout out Maria. She's not listening. She was the one who put in the formal request to make it earlier.
Okay, so unfortunately, we do not have control over such functions, but
it's okay.
It's okay. Well,
listen to the archives.
Yes, my dad does that because sometimes 11 p.m. is, you know,
yeah,
a little bit too late.
My dad does that too.
And I understand that. All right, guys, we're going to be wrapping it up with this next song. Is it? Yeah.
What did I put?
So next we're going to be doing Tearing Up My Heart by NSYNC.
Ooh.
It's going to be good, NSYNC. Guys. It's going to be good.
NSYNC.
excuse me. Gross.
The members of NSYNC are interesting. Just Agree. Like the fact that like that was a group.
I just don't think I know any of them except for Justin Timberlake. Are any of the rest of them like still up to things?
Is it, what's his name? Is it Joey Fatone?
I believe it.
Question mark.
I have literally nothing to prove you otherwise.
A lot of them. Okay, the NSYNC to Dancing with the Stars pipeline is like a name.
That makes so much sense though. The people on Dancing with the Stars. Do you see like? Like, the current cast of it, it's like, who are you? like Dancing with the Stars. Like, Dancing with the whom? Like, Dancing with the guy off the street. Like, oh my God. So, that, yeah, step it up. Like, I guess, after so many seasons, how many, like, high-profile celebrities really are there? You know, like, they had Kim K on it. They had Zendaya on it years and years ago. What are you gonna do now? Now like, it's Harry Jowsey. Like what? Like,
have you seen his dancing now?
Like, he's so bad. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, no, good effort though. Good effort.
I feel bad because the Love pro, that. Like the dance,
she's actually, so good. Yeah,
and she's our age.
Yeah, she's younger. She's 18.
Oh,
which is crazy pants because he's like what 25. Not that that matters. They're just dancing. But I'm just saying, like that's crazy that she's like eating him the hell up. Yeah. So. All right, guys, I think it's high time that we play this song. Thank you all for listening. This,
thanks, guys.
Just once again, is Layla.
This is Sam.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Thank you guys so much. And tune in next week. We'll be back.
Bye, guys.
Much love.
Tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we